Hello, Malcolm here with a new challenge, part 3. More on how to recognize that a new challenge is from God. This is a teaching class for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ designed to be used personally, but also in our local groups. Now, as you know, we've explored a new thing, then a new creation. Now we're engaged in the theme, a new challenge. Many of us are feeling that personally and in our local groups, but a new challenge is a great opportunity for God to help us to grow. So today we're going to explore how we can recognize God is sending us these new challenges by looking at three things: pain, doors, and visions. Firstly, pain. Not a cheerful subject, I know, but bear with me here. See, many years ago, I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine exploring how I could figure out where it was in my life that God was trying to help me grow. Where is that focus? He asked me a very simple question. He said, "Where does it hurt? Where does my life hurt right now?" And I knew instantly then where it was in my life that God was trying to help me to grow. And I wonder if that's an experience, perhaps on a different level, that the Apostle Paul had in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. Let's have a look at that together. He said, "To keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me, to keep me from being too elated." He uses that phrase twice, too elated. "Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. For power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Too elated. It looks like Paul was struggling with being too elated, whatever exactly that means, probably something to do with pride. How did God help Paul with this? He gave him a thorn. Yeah, not exactly pleasant, but he gave him that thorn. And fortunately, Paul recognized that God had a good purpose in the pain. And that helped Paul to grow through the new challenge to a place of contentment, a Christ-like contentment. You see how God used the pain to help him to grow? Where are you hurting right now? Perhaps where is your group hurting right now? Could that be the very place where God's new challenge is there for you to help you move towards spiritual growth? Firstly, pain. Secondly, perhaps a little more encouraging, I don't know, doors. Open doors. Sometimes a new challenge looks like an open door. Open doors can be a new neighbor moving in next door, a family member asking how to know more about the scriptures or something, or about your church, or your teenager maybe asking questions about the Bible, or even a stranger just stopping to talk to you for no apparent reason. These might be open doors. And open doors are exciting, aren't they? However, the thing about them is that with the open door, someone always seems to be trying to close them from the other side. And it looks like that's what's happened with Paul, what he was feeling when he was in Ephesus in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 8. It says, "But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door," not just a door, a wide door for effective work has opened for me. And there are many adversaries, he says, many adversaries. So I wonder, can you spot any open doors God has given you or your group? Do you have any opposition? What difference would it make if you prayed about that? And critically, what changes do you need to make perhaps to your current schedule and the way you're doing things, to make the most of the open door? If you can identify an open door, how do you make sure it's not going to get shut And how do you make sure that you can change your own way of doing your life right now so that you can make the most of that open door that God has given you? Doors and pain. And now thirdly, visions. Visions. Let's talk about visions for a moment. Now, don't switch off if you think this is a little bit weird, but I wonder how you feel about having a vision from God. It's a little bit out there, isn't it? For some of us, at least. But consider this in Acts chapter 16 and verses 9 and 10, where we have Paul in enjoying, perhaps if that's the right word, certainly experiencing a vision. So in chapter 16 and in verse 9, it says, during the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. Paul's vision of the man in Macedonia that changed Christian history, because that's the first time Paul and his companions traveled to European soil. Now, what strikes me about this new challenge for Paul, it's a new challenge, it's a new area, a new place. This new challenge for Paul and his companions, the thing that strikes me is that it's the almost commonplace way in which it's recorded here in the book of Acts. It is no strange thing to Paul that God resorts to a vision so as to direct him into a new challenge. How does this speak to you and me today? Well, I think the way it speaks to me is to make me guard against making assumptions about how God will direct me into new challenges. Perhaps God will give me a dream. Perhaps God will give me a vision. I mean, why not? He's God. He can do whatever he likes. Plenty of people in Scripture had that kind of experience, and there's no reason to think he will not do so today, is there? Unless we have preconceived ideas. So let me ask you, is it possible that you are limiting God's ability to lead you into exciting new faith challenges by shutting off channels for his communication based on assumptions? That's something for you to wrestle with personally, but perhaps also in your group. So, to wrap up today, if you and I are really, truly open to a new challenge from God, God will find the best way to reveal it to us. It could be through pain. I know we don't want it to be, but that might be the best way. It may be through pain. It may be an open door, and we may need to make changes to make the most of that. And it could even be something as strange as a vision. Why should we not expect such guidance today if we pray and ask God to guide, ask him to show us, ask him to speak? We need his guidance into these new challenges, so let's not close our minds and our hearts to any way in which he might do that, whether through pain, whether through open doors, or even through such things as visions. So I wonder what you think about these 3 points today. I hope they've been stimulating at the very least. Let me know what you think. Drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, and we'll move on to a bit more about the new challenge in the next class. Until then, take care and God bless.